The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV. The OTB Brief with Now TV. Stream live action from the PGA Championship this weekend with a Now TV Sky Sports Pass.
You're listening to the OTB Brief with Now TV. Stream live action from the PGA Championship and the Emirates Formula One 70th Anniversary Grand Prix this weekend with a Now TV Sky Sports Pass. With your OTB Brief for this Thursday morning, I'm Will O'Callaghan. Manchester United have secured a place in the Europa League quarterfinals with a 7-1 aggregate victory against LASK. They beat the Austrian side 2-1 at Old Trafford last night, thanks to goals from Jesse Lingard and Anthony Martial. Cologne will host the last eight meeting of United and FC Copenhagen next Monday, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is looking forward to the mini-tournament.
Let's see how long it lasts. Hopefully more than 2 days, hopefully up to 12 days. So we're going to approach it like one game at a time. Everyone's going to travel on Sunday morning or Saturday night, and we'll stay together as long as we're in the tournament.
Well, Rangers have it all to do if they're to join the Red Devils in those quarterfinals. Steven Gerrard's team are trailing Bayer Leverkusen 3-1 going into their second leg in Germany, but the Gerrard boss says they'll be going out tonight with a positive approach.
It's a game we're looking forward to. Obviously, the situation's quite unique, having to wait so long to play the second leg. Disappointed with the outcome in terms of the results from the first leg. So we've got a bit of a mountain to climb, but you know, we're over here to give everything we've got and give it our best shot.
Wolves are at home against Greek side Olympiacos this evening with their tie level at 1-1. Manchester City took their spending this week to €75 million last night. They confirmed the signing of Nathan Aki from Bournemouth for €45 million. The Dutch defender joins Ferran Torres at the Etihad for next season. The interim FEI CEO Gary Owen says talk of a takeover by stealth at the association is misguided. A meeting of the FEI Council tomorrow will discuss changes on how the association is run. Owen says those changes are necessary to secure state funding, or else the FEI could collapse. But he says suggestions that outsiders are taking over the association are simply wrong.
We basically have a council or an AGM who will control the association. And ultimately, it's up to them to make the decisions. But you do have people like the Bank of Ireland and others who are prepared to give us a significant amount of funding to help us survive and thrive. And it's critical that we get that. Because if we don't, third parties will take over the association and the alternatives are not pretty.
David McGoldrick has been named the Republic of Ireland's Senior Men's Player of the Year. The Sheffield United striker had been shortlisted alongside his clubmate Enda Stevens and midfielder Glenn Whelan, while Preston midfielder Alan Brown has been named the Young Player of the Year. The first golf major of 2020, the PGA Championship, will get underway this afternoon. Rory McIlroy is among the early starters at Harding Park in California. He's in a group with world number one Justin Thomas and four-time champion Tiger Woods. McIlroy says he's hoping to re-find his pre-lockdown form.
Before the world sort of shut down, I was playing some really good golf, consistent. And then, having that three-month break, coming back, everything sort of changed. Everything feels different in the competitive arena anyway. But my game doesn't feel that far away.
Europe's Ryder Cup captain, Padraig Harrington, meanwhile, has told OTB Sports that he thinks McIlroy is coming into the tournament under the radar.
We've seen him go into majors in the last number of years on top form, under a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. He's somewhat under the radar there. Everybody's talking about everybody else. He has a point to prove. He's dropped down to three in the world. Rory's always been at his best when he wants to prove something, when he wants to come back, after a little slump and people getting his back and give out about this, that. He then comes out stronger than ever.
The Open champion Shane Lowry plays alongside three-in-a-row chasing Brooks Koepka and the US Open winner Gary Woodland. Leinster coach Leo Cullen is upbeat about James Ryan's chances of being fit to face Saracens in the Heineken Champions Cup quarterfinals. The Ireland lock recently had surgery on his shoulder and was initially feared he'd be sidelined for around 3 months. But Cullen says Ryan's recovery is going well and that he should be available to play in mid-September. There'll be no under-26 nations winners for this year. It's been decided that three outstanding fixtures in the competition can't be played. Ireland have been on course for a Grand Slam, having won their first three matches. Meanwhile, it was confirmed yesterday that the men's men's and women's Six Nations will be completed by Halloween. Ireland welcome Italy to the Aviva on October the 24th before a trip to Paris to face France 7 days later. The outstanding women's fixtures will also be played on those weekends. World number 15 Barry Hawkins is into round two at the World Snooker Championship after beating the debutant Alexander Ernsbacher 10-2 at the Crucible yesterday. John Higgins is 5 frames to 3 down in his second round match with Kurt Maflin. Mark Williams holds a 5-3 lead going into today's action. He takes on fellow former champion Stuart Bingham. Defending champion Judd Trump is back at the table later when he takes on China's Yang Bingtao. And there's an 8-race card at Leopardstown this afternoon, the first going to post there at 1 o'clock. That's your OTB brief for this Thursday morning. Don't forget, OTB AM is live on our social media channels from 7:30. And to check out more on these stories, search for the new OTB Sports app in your app store now.
The OTB Brief with Now TV. Stream live action from the Emirates Formula One 70th Anniversary Grand Prix this weekend with a Now TV Sky Sports Pass.